You're with Julian on the Brownlow and Linda Reynolds. Have you no shame? So a judge found that Brittany Higgins was raped in your office and you are still pursuing her in court and still going out and having dinner with people like Janet Albrechtstein, who has made her modern life attacking Brittany Higgins in the newspapers. What is wrong with you? How can you have so little empathy and such vitriol for someone? You're not a bystander in this process. A junior member of staff, Brittany Higgins, under your domain, was raped by your advisor in your office, and you're the one pursuing her in court. You feel nothing because of some tweets that were sent out against you? What is wrong with you? How can you be this vile? You've obviously nearly bankrupted yourself to pursue Brittany Higgins. I personally, if I had a junior member of staff under my control that was then raped by an advisor for me, a senior advisor for me, in my own damn office, I would be taking the honourable way out of this scenario, which is to ascribe a modicum of blame to yourself, the way a CEO would if such a terrible thing had happened. Can you imagine the CEO of a major company, say Australia Post or Telstra, if a story like this blew up, that an intern for this CEO had been raped by one of his senior advisors in his own office? Would you not be a little bit more contrite? He'd be out the door in seconds. And he wouldn't be forced out either. He'd fall on his own sword out of guilt that such an atrocious thing had happened. And you just want to punish him more. What the hell is wrong with you? Brittany Higgins was hospitalised after the first trial, understandably from the trauma of being raped and the hounding from the press and reliving it all in the public eye. So they cancelled the second trial because they were scared that she'd kill herself. She was hospitalised again this year. She's just gone through a second trial. And even though the outcome was that your senior advisor raped her in your own office, you are trying to push her to a third trial. What the hell is wrong with you? Have you no shame? Because someone said a mean tweet. A mean tweet isn't as bad as being raped in your office by your senior advisor, Linda. She has been drummed out of Australia. You are so vitriolic towards her, you even pursued the payout that Brittany got for being raped in your office by your senior advisor. You actually tried to pursue that. She's had her whole life ruined. She can probably never work again in any meaningful way in Australia and has now lives in France. And you're going after her payout because you bankrupted yourself more or less by having to mortgage your home to pursue her in court. Who the hell does that? If you're an innocent bystander, your reputation might have some leeway here. But in all good grace, after everything that's happened, and it happening in your office, by your staff member, and you still go after the money that she might have to live on for the rest of her life, because you've mortgaged your house to pursue her in court. I hope so bad this backfires and defines your life, because you are, in my opinion, a vile piece of crap.